A couple of years ago, the General Assembly passed legislation designed to protect the identities of accusers and victims in sexual and domestic assault cases. But an unintended consequence of the language is that criminal defendants have their identities protected, too, because release of the name of the accused might identify the accuser. Senator Matt Bartle of Lee Summit, the sponsor, says this legislation would allow a judge to decide.
It grants discretion to the judge. The judge would take a input from the victim of the assault.
A case before the Court of Appeals in 2008 led to the criminal defendant using the statute to protect his identity.
In this case, the court read the statute and said, hey, we don't have a choice. It doesn't create any kind of discretion in the judge. And so they were forced to grant this coverage and protection to the criminal defendant.
Minor differences between the House and Senate versions will have to be ironed out before the bill can be sent to Governor Nixon. Steve Walsh, Missouri Mad, at the Capitol.